HA, AB32, CD54, EF76. Amanda thought, as she kissed Stephen. At any moment, she would either kill or transform him.
I love you, Stephen Ethan Wright. I'm sorry for leaving without
She choked back tears and bile, trying to quell the impulse.
Acha.
The voice called to her tenderly, like a siren.
It's okay, Mandy. I was a jerk.
We'll get through this together, Stephen replied, kissing her forehead. More tears cascaded down her cheeks through tightly closed eyes.
Get away from me!
She yelled, pushing him.
It's been hard for us both. You're not the only one hurting,
Stephen said, hugging her, softening his tone. She stared blankly at him, unconsciously twitching her head from side to side, then kept it cocked to the right. Bile threatened to drool from her mouth, but she turned away, slurped it in the guise of a sob, hoping he hadn't noticed, then faced him.
Stephen, we should take things slow. It's just a lot to
She lunged at him, pulling his head into her chest. Before he could react, she bit off his right ear, spilling blood onto his shirt and trimmed blue mist shrubs. After a brief struggle, he escaped her hold, panting, then slumped by the doorway, dizzied by her toxins.
I thought you were reformed,
he said, holding his injury, glaring at her.
I'm sorry. I can't fight it anymore,
she said, twitching her head as she resisted the voice. She had fooled herself into thinking she could have controlled the impulse. Now, Stephen was hurt, although she often showed him a rugged exterior. She loved him.
You look amazing,
he struggled to say, realizing that her worried look meant she cared for him, deciding that seeing her was worth his life. He looked down at his welcome mat, then to her again, then let his gaze fall to the lawn behind her. For the first time, he noticed a mesmerizing choreography of leaves and grass. He found that if he squinted and focused, he could see individual blades dancing in the wind.
Acha, feed.
Amanda whispered, trying to shake the voice out of the dark nook in her mind.
Stephen, I've something to confess. Your mother gave me a choice. Either leave you, or watch her take your inheritance. I left for you.
He briefly looked at her, then lost himself in the mackerel sky behind her. She wasn't sure if he had understood. Closing his eyes, he listened to hummingbirds, his beating heart, and Amanda snarling above his head.
Acha, feed.
She licked the blood that flowed onto his neck and chest, shuddering between tastes. He rested the hand holding his ear on his lap, which Amanda took as an invitation. Abandoning herself to desire, she tore the flesh from the right side of his face. Inside Stephen's living room, his phone rang as his mother's call went unanswered. His ringtone, the first verse of Amanda's favorite song, threatened to enliven his desolate apartment.